Hi, this is a dictation for patient Anitra Carter, ANITRA CARTER. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident 11/29/2022. Date of procedure is 6/22/2023. The procedure is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number 2 is epidurogram. Medical indications for the procedure are as follows. Miss Anitra Carter is a victim of an automobile accident on 11/29/2022. She was involved in a frontal collision on her driver's side, leading to severe headache with various symptoms of TBI, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, causing severe pain and across the lower back, as well as both the knees, both hands. Subsequent examination shows injury to the left shoulder with supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinopathy and mild degenerative changes AC joint and mild subacromial bursitis and sublateral foramen recess, as well as ligament of flavum thickening at L2-3. At L3-4, there was a trace of bulging of the posterior disc and facet hypertrophy. At L4, L5, there is a trace of bulging of posterior disc and facet hypertrophy leading to subarticular zone narrowing approaching upon descending L5 nerve root. Left is greater than the right and mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing. The patient was informed about these situations. The pain in the lower back is substantially far more than the neck. Although in the cervical spine also she has a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6. That will be addressed at a later date. If the patient is a slightly high risk patient, she's very obese. IV installation is difficult and she has episodes of apnea. It is possible that we may send her to a surgical center for management of the cervical epidural injections, or even disc replacement surgery consideration. At this time, patient is here for a second in series of injection to the interlaminar lumbar epidural injection that will be done today. The procedure went uneventful and she recovered from all of this. And the goal of the procedure was to avoid high dose of pain medication, improve healing, and avoid the surgery that she doesn't want. The second procedure was injection of the supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon. They were done because patient has a severe rotator cuff injury and is unable to lift her arms beyond 90 degrees. And despite all the physical therapy and all the treatment that she has undergone, she still has not improved 100%. The injection will likely improve the healing in the area that is needed and avoid surgery for her. Thank you. The procedure was done according to the protocol of the injection of tendon of supra and infraspinatus.